One of the nicest things about living in the country is the neighbors, and I don't mean the two-legged kind either. Over the years, we've shared the land around us with everything from a deer family to a great horned owl. This past winter, a lone coyote regularly came by our house to visit. But by the spring, we hadn't seen the coyote for a couple of months until she showed up on our front lawn late one evening. At first, my husband and I barely recognized it. Most of her fur was gone, and her once beautiful ears lay limply against the side of her head. It didn't take a veterinarian to figure out that the coyote was seriously ill with mange. Since the coyote was obviously too sick to be treated, the only humane thing to do was to call the local township and have the animal put out of its misery. The trapper they sent knew all about our coyote. Her den had recently been destroyed by a new housing development near us. She'd been hanging around in a local schoolyard for the past year, living off lunches that had been thrown away by the school kids. I suddenly felt very sorry for the coyote. It was almost as if she'd come to us for help, and our response was to have her killed. I also knew from talking to the local farmers that they certainly wouldn't be mourning her loss. In the wild, coyotes are natural predators that play a major role in helping control other species and culling out sickly animals. But in farming communities, they're an unwanted pest. In my small community alone, coyotes destroy over $100,000 worth of livestock every year. I also know that coyotes aren't endangered. As far as unwanted wildlife goes, they're right up there with skunks and raccoons. But I couldn't help but think that this was their home long before we got here. We move in, take over their habitat, and then expect them to behave. I'm quite sure that if a loud, aggressive neighbor moved in next door to me, I'd probably act like a coyote and make a pest of myself, too. The irony is, we build housing developments near the country so we can be a part of it. We give these communities goofy names like Cedar Creek and Countryside Homes, names that make us feel a part of nature. But as soon as nature becomes less predictable than our thermostatically controlled homes, we try to control it or get rid of it. It took a couple of days, but the coyote was finally caught. As she was loaded into the back of the trapper's truck, I will never forget what I saw. Her decimated, hairless body shivered in fear and cold, and her head was bowed with the weight of her disease. But it was the look in her eyes that will haunt me forever. As the trapper's truck pulled out of our driveway, I sat down and wept.